Hello, I'm Brandon, and I'm a second-year student on Hello Student Board. I hope everyone had a great week. This week's parashat is a double portion, Asherei and Kiddushim. It begins with God telling Moses about the Day of Atonement, also known as Yom Kippur. This is a day where we can seek forgiveness for bad things of the past and teach ourselves how to be better in the future. Then, God gives Moses a bunch of commandments, more than 10, about how the Hebrew people should treat themselves and one another. For example, do not make prejudiced unfair decisions. Do not hate anyone in your heart. Treat strangers as you would treat yourself. And do not take more than needed so that others can share. Overall, there is a general notion of fairness and honesty, no matter what the case. The Day of Atonement, in addition to symbolizing forgiveness from sin, also symbolizes a sort of starting over. In a way, this quarantine is also a period of starting over. We are constantly learning how to adapt to our new lifestyles without holding on to things we enjoyed in the past. I know this is a tough lesson to learn, but I think moving forward, the best thing is to remain positive and only look towards the future. And when Moses learned how to be forgiven, he also learned how to improve. So although this quarantine has had overwhelmingly negative effects on us, we can use this as a time to correct ourselves and our attitudes towards other people. After all, we are all in this together. So do as Moses was told. Take this time to be kind to strangers who might have different opinions. Be patient with your professors and your family. You never know what stress they are enduring. Take care of your friends, and be an honest person to all other people and to yourself. I like to hear what you guys are doing to spread fairness and honesty. Personally, I try to be patient with my family, no matter how many times they wake me up in the morning or leave the AC on too high, because I know that I probably do the same thing to them. And so in that way, I am being respectful and fair. Finally, improving on these qualities shouldn't just take place during a time when the world needs it. I encourage you all to take your honesty and good deeds with you, even after this is all over, and share it with the world. Thank you for listening, and Shabbat Shalom.